Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, it is being predicted that our flu season is going to be milder, but we are going to have higher death rates. Now, I know the average person is going, what the hell? What? What? And so let me walk you through this. It makes sense to me, but It's just the cluster that be that this year is. It's not an easy year. So, we've been watching Australia and the Southern Hemisphere very closely, because what happens to them ends up happening to us. Okay? So, you know, it's because the whole toilet thing. You know, their toilet flushes one way, and then when things turn, our toilet flushes the other. So if they have toilet problems, we have toilet problems. They have a bad flu season, we have a bad flu season. But we follow Australia. All right, so their flu season, from what we understand, has been very, very mild. And some are crediting the masks, some are crediting the social distancing. And so I believe last year, not this flu season, but last flu season, they had like about 160,000 flu, shall we say, reportings, tests, positive tests and reportings. Now they only had about 160. So everybody's like, woo, awesome, only 160. Well, they didn't have just 160 cases. That was only the 160 that was reported. But they're going, look, it was almost a non-season. So they're calling flu in Australia, it was like a non-season. Like it was nothing, right? You know? Like ain't no thing but a chicken wing. So Australia's like, okay, guys, we got this. Now, America is unfortunately going to take this and run with it, and they're going to run in the wrong direction. They're going to run into a wall. And I need to kind of warn everybody that a quote-unquote mild flu season being reported out of the Southern Hemisphere does not mean we're out of danger when it comes to flu. Okay, now mind you, if you stay home, if you're wearing your mask, if you're hiding out, okay, if you get your flu shot, I think you're going to be in a good position to not get flu this year. But we need to kind of roll back a little bit and go, where are these numbers coming from? So a big issue I had, and I'm a huge fan of telemedicine. I love telemedicine. And telemedicine has, I think, revolutionized medicine in rural areas and, you know, allowed inexpensive health care to be done, and you get an access to a provider. It's fantastic. But a big drawback and criticism I have with telemedicine is when December and January had come back in, you know, early 2020, and I'm like, look, I think you have the flu. Can you go and get swabbed? People didn't want to do it. So I'm getting all these calls for the flu, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's a flu. I could start treating you for the flu, but I kind of want the numbers. Can you go and get swabbed? No, people didn't want to go get swabbed. Then we start hearing more about what's coming out of China, and I'm like, look, okay, I don't know if what you have is this Chinese, you know, this flu going on in China, you know, because again, they were starting to call it COVID-19. They called it something else originally. I'm like, I don't know if you have that, or I don't know if you have the flu. Can you go and get yourself checked out? And no, once somebody has telemedicine, you can't go back. All right? Once they've done the call, they rarely want to then go back into waiting in line or going to the doctor. So if anybody gives me a number of the U.S. number of flu cases, I think it's going to be horribly off, because patients told me to my face they're not going to go and get tested for flu. So when you hear that there were only 160 documented reportings of flu in Australia, that to me means telemedicine. That means people were diagnosed with the flu or treated for the flu online, and nobody got a test, so it didn't get reported. Now, some telemedicine companies are trying to compensate by saying, look, if you think it's a flu, put that diagnosis on there. And then that diagnosis gets sent to the health department. The problem with that is I can't say if it's flu or not. I didn't test you. You have a fever. If you have a fever and a cough, that could be pneumonia. That could be, I know I'm a pain in the butt. I'm a pain in the butt to every company out there. But I'm like, all I could say when I diagnose you is you honest to God have a fever. That's your diagnosis. I'm not going to call it flu. I'm not going to call it COVID. I'm not going to call it pneumonia. So some telemedicine companies are like, that's how we could kind of then maybe epidemiologically figure out, you know, what some of the diagnoses are. I can't do that. If there's a fever, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to guess that it's a COVID or flu. So be careful with these numbers coming out of other countries because there's a lot of people that didn't get tested. Now, why else would death rates go up? Well, if we have COVID and flu, and again, nobody's given us the numbers of which did what, okay, then hospitals don't need the extra double whammy. The hospitals were overwhelmed this last year, like they always are. Hospitals are always overwhelmed during flu season. But it sounds like the hospitals were a little more overwhelmed. So we were told that the hospitals were overwhelmed by COVID. Well, how many of them were flu? We don't know. But what we do know is if we have flu and COVID, whether anybody's counting them correctly, it's too much for our current hospital system. Hence, there's going to be that strain. And if our hospital beds, again, if we haven't built any hospitals during this whole time, then we still don't have any more hospital beds. We don't have any more ICU units. That's an issue. Which means if we do have another double whammy, yeah, we're going to unfortunately be overwhelmed. Everybody says, yeah, well, people will social distance. They didn't social distance at Sturgis. I didn't see social distancing a lot in Vegas. People are not, the younger people are still having parties. So I still see there's still going to be a lot of cases because people are kind of done with the social distancing. I mean, you can have somebody social distance for a few days, but these 2-week quarantines, I see these people scratching at the doors. We've been going into month six. We're in month six. So then on top of all that, you have, there was a third reason I was going to bring up, and now I forgot why we think the death rates might go up. Okay, so we talked about the hospitals. We talked about, well, you know. All right, so anyway, unfortunately, I lost my track, and it was a good one, so I'll probably remember it. So when we look at these numbers and when we look at how we're going to approach this next year, don't let your guard down. Wear a mask. You know, use get the vaccine if you can, and, you know, just kind of understand that we're not really any more prepared than we were before. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Okay, so many of you guys have taken certain medications out there for other reasons and found that you had other sort of side effects and kind of interesting side effects. So let's say you have some ibuprofen 800 in the house, and you had gotten that after a surgery, although most doctors now don't write the 800s. They've been starting to cut back because we really worry about the kidneys. But let's say you have an old prescription. You take it, and you notice you're kind of in a good mood the rest of the day. And people keep asking, does ibuprofen have an effect on depression? Some of you have tramadol. It's a pain medication that's an opiate agonist, so it's not necessarily like a narcotic, but it can act as a narcotic. You can still become addicted to it. You can still go through withdrawal. And many of you have found that when you take tramadol, you get horny. Or, no, I do not want you putting in people's drinks. Or you sleep better. It just makes you sleepy. And then some of you have also told me that you do have a negative issue with it where you can't climax. Where if you take tramadol, you can't climax. So be very, very careful using it to induce some sort of amorous response, because if you can't kind of complete, that could be a problem too. So things to watch out for. Well, there was a study that came out looking at Tylenol and how taking Tylenol or acetaminophen may make you more risky, where you will have riskier behaviors. Now, the study was kind of interesting. I think what they did is they had participants look at a computer-generated thing where you blow up a balloon. And every time you click to put more air into it, you got paid per click. I think if it bursted, you didn't get paid. So you were supposed to try to get as many clicks to blow it up, and then you would stop if you think it would, like, burst. Well, people taking Tylenol kept clicking it. They were ready to take the risk. Maybe they're thinking they need the money. I don't know. People who didn't take the Tylenol were kind of, you know what, I think it's going to pop, so I'm not going to take that risk. Do you guys remember Moonlighting, that show Moonlighting, where the guys in the office before Maddie would come back to work, they would be getting a drink of water from, like, the sparkless water jug, and whoever got the boom, you know, like the air bubble that happened because of the level lost, so you were, like, trying to get the water, and, you know, once you got your water and you were free, you know, you were like, whew, that was it, somebody came in and boop, you know. So, you know, games like that get played, and we kind of use those sometimes in science, because it's a lot safer than actually having a balloon burst or having somebody bungee jump. But I have heard that. Many of you have said that when you take Tylenol, you just feel more, I don't know, not energetic, but more bold, more, you know. And so how I look at this, and the reason I want to bring it up, is we do have a little bit of a problem where people are taking pain medications to cut the pain and to, or to lower the fever, or to, I mean, we have all these medications over the counter which are nice, and I still like what the human body does. You know, I'm an MD, you know, so MDs embrace other things to kind of help you heal, but they do also embrace their own bodily functions. So, you know, if somebody, let's say, has a fever, you know, a fever, the reason why you have the fever is because the body temperature is trying to rise to kind of hurt that pathogen, whether it's a virus or a bacteria. And making body temperature rise kind of makes it less hospitable for the pathogen. And it's a fantastic, just amazing way for the body to help fight infection, a fever. Sometimes you have to be careful because a huge spike in a fever can cause like a febrile seizure in somebody. But, you know, a fever that's just kind of growing and you know, keeping the body warm, even though it's uncomfortable, and I would try to lower the fever in my kids, there was a reason for that. Well, I get frustrated. So yesterday I had a call from a mom, and, oh, little scam call, sorry. So yesterday I had a call from a mom who had an infant, and the infant was like a few months old, and the infant had a fever. And the fever kept spiking up, and the fever was going up to 103. And we kind of call it a fever when it's over 100.4. But to me, if you're an adult and you run like 97 and all of a sudden you're 99, I'm going to call it a fever. But with a baby, we wait till they're at least over 100.4. Well, this kid was 103 going up to 104. So the mom had given the baby drops on her own, lowered the fever, but the fever kept coming back. Gave baby infant drops again, fever kept coming back. So it wants to know what to do. So I suggested, okay, you know, baby needs to go in and get seen. It's time for the baby to get seen. And the mom kind of didn't really like that advice. The mom was like, well, no, you know, what could I do to lower the fever? And I had to kind of say, look, the fever isn't the problem. Okay, the fever is a sign that you if you're having, you know, if you need that, if you feel like you need to keep lowering the fever, that means the body's trying to fight something. That it's secondary. That means there's something else going on. I get this with nausea. So people will call in and say, I need nausea medicine. I can't stop throwing up. And I go, well, do you have abdominal pain? They go, yeah, but it's from the nausea. I go, well, get yourself checked out, you know, because the nausea might be signifying you might have a pancreatitis, or maybe you're having, you know, a colitis or acute gastroenteritis or something else going on. And they're like, I need something for the nausea. And I go, of course, I'll send you something for the nausea. And they go, good. So I don't have to go in until I start throwing up again. I go, but the medicine is going to dampen. The medicine is going to hide that. You know, the fact that you're throwing up, I mean, people look at the medications over the counter or the medications that we prescribe as treating something that's primary, that that's your primary problem. But it's not. Okay? If you're throwing up, that's many times a sign that there's something else going on. All right? Same thing with a fever. Okay? I mean, you know, we're not anti-fever. We're anti whatever's causing the fever. But people are just kind of going over the counter. So same thing with pain. So when somebody has pain, they go to the Tylenol, they go to the Motrin, or they ask for pain medication. And many times with my patients, I'm like, but why are you in pain? You know, we have to figure out why. Remember I told you guys about that motorcycle accident person who had come in. Everybody had thought he was like a drug seeker, still wanting pain medication. So I was the new person at the urgent care. So I go, I give it to Dahlia. So I walk in, they're going, hi, how can I help you? And I was really young, and I was, you know, then I had all this knowledge, you know, and the person was having rib pain because he had rib fractures, you know, but he had heard the other doctors talking, going, look, I really don't want the pain medication, but I'm in pain, so I need something. I'm like, well, let's see why you're in pain. So I listened to the lungs, sounded like there was something going on. I couldn't hear good breath sounds. We did an x-ray. He had a major effusion, and it turned out he had been for 2 weeks slowly bleeding into his lung cavity, or it was blood in the lung cavity. It wasn't that he wanted pain medication. But unfortunately, because pain medication was given, nobody thought to look deeper because, yeah, is the pain medication working? Yeah, it's working. See, if the pain medication is working, that doesn't help me as a doctor. If the pain medication is working, I'm like, well, what's going on? Is it a mass? You know, are you having pelvic pain? Are you having back pain because it's cancer? Now, I'm not saying everybody with pelvic pain or back pain has cancer, but I can't stand it when people just keep trying to treat the pain without it getting examined. So we were talking about earlier about how flu deaths could be up, or we might have more deaths this next year. And one of the reasons for it that I'd forgotten that I'm bringing up now is because people aren't going to the doctor. There has been such an anti, I don't need to go to the doctor, or I don't need to go to a medical provider, because I could just be on the phone. I could just telemedicine it. I could do everything virtually. And so people are asking for refills. And there are doctors that have never even met you, that haven't even checked your blood pressure, that are giving you blood pressure medicine refills or diabetes medicine refills. And again, I'm a fan of telemedicine. I think telemedicine has you know, revolutionized medicine and access to care and made medicine cheaper. But the problem is how many cancers aren't going to get found? How many people's blood pressure is going to be through the roof? How many people's diabetes is going to be out of control? How many heart attacks are going to happen because somebody didn't see a doctor who said, you want to know what? This heartburn, you know, has been with me even despite my taking heartburn medication. And the doctor goes, heartburn, my foot? That's chest pain. Who's been calling it heartburn? They check out the chest, examine the, you know, do the EKG, do the testing. Instead, I'm seeing, you know, virtually people are getting heartburn medications. Like, yeah, I have heartburn, so I need a medication. Doctor's like, fine. And I'm like, well, how do you know it's heartburn? Well, the patient said so. How many times has heartburn been a sign of something else? So I, you know, when you see these studies saying, oh, Tylenol may make you take more risks or all that, they're nice studies, they're interesting, and, you know, congratulations on the researchers for, you know, doing that, but it just reinforces what I've been saying all along. Quit trying to hide or quell your symptoms, okay? I don't want you in pain, but you could do that after you've had a diagnosis. All right, we've gotten into this habit of we don't need doctors. All right, I could use somebody else. I could, you know, treat myself. I could Google it, run down to Mexico, get my own medication. And I'm telling you right now, don't do that. Your body's telling you something. And we doctors and medical providers kind of know how to read the body. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put together another potential stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican saying,
secures federal unemployment benefits, reopens the PPP for a second draw, sends more than $100 billion to keep kids safe in school, helps parents with child care, helps families afford expenses or homeschooling.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is testifying before a Senate committee on developing a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine.
HHS will be issuing guidance to expand access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines. State-licensed pharmacists will now be able to administer COVID-19 vaccinations to persons age 3 and older.
President Trump keeping another one of his campaign promises as 2,000 troops will be leaving Iraq during September. This is USA Radio News. Two Joe Biden voters have been indicted on hate crime charges after grabbing a 7-year-old's Make America Great Again cap in front of his mother outside the Democratic National Convention in Delaware. Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy, both 21, were indicted by a grand jury on Tuesday on felony charges of robbery and conspiracy and hate crimes, as well as a misdemeanor charge of endangering the welfare of a child. The incident, which was captured on video, went viral, occurred outside a restaurant at the Wilmington Riverfront on August 20th. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the people of his state are very resilient. Today on the Senate floor, the Iowa Republican acknowledged the hardships that farmers have faced this year.
Farmers have had to confront coronavirus supply chain disruptions, widespread drought, and a record windstorm that blew across our state.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got to head into Walmart. Walmart, throughout all of this, is still trying to kind of be ahead of the curve with things. They always seem to, increase wages, for their workers before it becomes mandated. And, they try to paperless and cashierless. And they've been doing lots of things. They're usually kind of... they're on it. Well, it's no surprise that they're going to try drone delivery. It's going to take some time before you and I get a drone delivering an order, but they're going to test it. So the retailer announced the launch of an on-demand drone delivery pilot program with Flytrex, an end-to-end drone delivery company. And apparently Tom Ward, in a blog post, Walmart's Senior Vice President of Customer Products, Kuzmanbrock said that the pilot focuses on delivering select grocery and household essential items from Walmart stores using Flytrex's automated drones. I know what you guys are thinking. You like to buy the big 36-roll toilet paper or the 12 rolls that are triple size. So it's like they say, yeah, this equals 36 rolls. I know, me too. And I'm kind of embarrassed. If something comes into our neighborhood and drops that down right on my lawn, I'm going to be kind of embarrassed by that one. Anyway, they say the drones are controlled over the cloud using a smart and easy control dashboard. It will help us gain valuable insight into the customer and associate experience from picking and packing to takeoff and delivery. They said, but if you're outside Fayetteville, don't start looking to the sky for future Walmart orders just yet. We know it'll take some time before we see many packages delivered via drone. That still feels like a bit of science fiction, but we're at a point where we're learning more and more about the technology that is available and how we can use it to make our customers' lives easier. Now, Amazon's Prime Air service has already been on it. In late August, the FAA approved their service that will use drones to deliver packages. Prime Air will feature small drones capable of delivering packages up to 5 pounds in 30 minutes or less. The toilet paper counts. There's got to be a size issue. I don't see how you can limit the size. The drones will come equipped with sense and avoid technology to ensure the drones operate safely. Now, I know some people are like, wait a second. Okay, how is this safe? We're going to have other things in the air. Airplanes are too high. These drones aren't going to go that high. There's a whole nother, like, stratosphere. There's a whole nother airspace that these drones are going to operate in. I know we watched, who's the multipass? What show was that with the multipass with Bruce Willis? Oh, my gosh. What was that one? Multipass. I can't believe. Fifth Element. So I know in that movie, it looked like there were cars and lanes and all that, and you're like, okay, wait, people are going to hit each other. I think in one of the Revenge of the Clones or what the Clone, whatever, one of the Star Wars, the second of the new ones, they had that same issue too. And I think the third one where you had all these, like, you know, flying vehicles and Back to the Future 2. I think how this is going to work, because people have asked, how is this going to work with flying cars and drones and airplanes and birds and things like that, is I think there's going to be designated spaces. And there's going to be designated, you have to get to an altitude. And if you don't reach that altitude, you need to get the hell out of air. And it scares me. I'm no way going to take a car. There is no way. I've seen the damage the car does to other cars. I'm not even going to take that up in the air. But, so drones are going to probably have the lowest, closest tree line height, sort of, or maybe, you know, 10-story building height. Cars are going to have to be a lot higher. And then, but it's going to be at a level where you don't need air pressure changes. And then the airplanes are still going to be the airplanes. And then there's going to be areas where you can't, you know, drive. There's going to be zones and protective zones around airfields and things like that. Same thing where cars could drive. It's going to be very interesting, and you're going to have a lot of civil engineers all over that one. But don't worry, drones aren't going to get in our way, because that's my worry. My worry is a drone is going to go rogue, and because the drones are going to kind of own the airspace. I'm going to be in my flying car, and then the drone's going to hit me, and I'm going to be like, ah! Anyway, the FAA issued a Part 135 air carrier certificate using unmanned aircraft systems to Amazon and has issued similar certificates to Wing Aviation, which is a subsidiary of Google, parent company Alphabet, and UPS Flight Forward. Walgreens was the first in the nation to start delivering purchases on demand by drone. The program debuted in Christiansburg, Virginia. Now, is it, what about the cost? So my guess is the reason why we still don't have this, I mean, because we've had drones for a while, and we know they could be, they could, you know, operate fairly safely. You know, why is there so much delay on that? Well, because now we need to save money. And people do not like $5 shipping or $10.99 shipping. All right? They like free shipping. And if you sell your towels or toilet paper or anything more expensive than needs to be, people are going to be like, oh, hell no. So how do they do drone delivery without skyrocketing the cost? And if somebody goes, look, do you want this delivered by drone or do you want it delivered regular way? If the regular way is cheaper, they'll say, I want it like that. You know, I just sent something to a friend of mine yesterday, or it was, I think it was about a week ago, and Amazon sent me a picture of the package by the door, and it was great because, you know, you could see if there was any garbage, you could see it was swept really well, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you keep the area so nice and clean. You know, you could see a little bit of water in the area, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the Amazon delivery person peed. And my friend's like, no, that was just our garbage, they didn't pee. But you know, you see the package, I'm very happy with Amazon delivery. As long as they're not going pee-pee, you know, near the package, and that's something else. You know, they had the package upright, and it was up against the door, and it was really, really kind of cool to see that. Like, oh, there's my friend's house, yay. So I thought, I don't have to spend more money on drones. So that's going to be an issue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Amy Schumer has revealed that she has Lyme disease. Amy Schumer has been in, she was in Bridesmaids and, she's been in lots of movies. I can't think of the name. She's 39 years old. And apparently she told everybody on Instagram that she has about 10.1 million followers that she has Lyme disease. She goes, my first ever fishing pole was a picture of her. Anyone get Lyme this summer? I got it. And I'm on doxycycline. I have maybe had it for years. Any advice? So doxycycline is something that we use to treat bacterial infections. And Lyme disease can be caused by a tick bite, a deer tick, that can cause, unfortunately, a whole plethora of symptoms. Headaches, palpitations, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, gas, vomiting, rash, joint pain, chronic fatigue, exhaustion, dizziness, tremors, mouth ulcers, poor resistance to infections, depression. In fact, people think Charles Darwin, you know, originally suffered from lupus or Chagas or inflammatory bowel disease, and they finally realized that, you know what, this sounds like lupus. So the bacteria Borrelia burgdorferi is transmitted by a tick bite, causes fatigue, rash, joint pain, cardiac disease, neurological issues. And it's interesting because they think Darwin had it because he traveled extensively. And study authors think that he had been exposed to a tick carrying Borrelia in Great Britain. And they think that's more plausible than him having Chagas disease when he traveled to South America. So even B12 deficiency can mimic that. So anyway, very easy to diagnose Lyme disease because we check your Lyme titers and you know, we can look at antibodies, etc. And so, you know, she asked for people to comment or text on my number and my bio. I also want to say that I feel good. I'm excited to get rid of it. It is the most common vector-borne disease in the U.S. Lyme disease is caused, as you know, per the CDC, Borrelia burgdorferi, but also Borrelia myoni. Kind of looks like mayo. And so, you know, ticks, they feed on us. And when they feed on us, they kind of have a suck-blow mechanism, kind of similar to mosquitoes, and they can very easily transmit bacteria when they feed on us. Most of the time, Lyme disease can be treated with antibiotics, like I said. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's odd. Somebody is sharing a post of mine that I never really put up there, and I find that very, very odd. So I don't know why that happened, and I'm very, very frustrated. I don't really like social media. People put stuff. Somebody added stuff to my Wikipedia page. They're just adding stuff to the Wikipedia page that I don't even know who gave them authority to do that. So if something doesn't seem right, it's not right. So just want to kind of let you guys know that. All right, so breaking news, President Donald Trump has been nominated for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize for helping to broker peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. This, he actually took to Twitter. He was nominated by Christian Tybring Gjedde, I hope I pronounced that right. He's a conservative member of the Norwegian parliament. He praised Trump for brokering a deal in which the UAE and Israel agreed to establish diplomatic ties and trade links and allow free travel between their countries for the first time, which, by the way, is huge. That you have no, I mean, having family in Israel and having, you know, and having, you know, friends who are Arabic and Muslim and, you know, seeing a agreement such as that is huge. Tybring Gjedde is an immigration, quote-unquote, skeptic, according to Daily Mail, who previously nominated Trump in 2018 for his meeting with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump lost, and the prize went to Nadia Murad, a Yazidi who survived ISIS in Iraq and now campaigns against sexual violence in war. Now, he insists he is not a Trump supporter. He said, for his merit, I think he has done more trying to create peace between nations than most other Peace Prize nominees. The people who have received the Peace Prize in recent years have done much less than Donald Trump. For example, he said, Barack Obama did nothing. Now, the decision on who wins is made by a five-member Nobel Prize committee, which is chosen in line with the makeup of the Norwegian parliament. Now, Tybring Gjedde's party is not represented on it. So, it doesn't mean necessarily he's going to get the Nobel Peace Prize, but Trish Regan had said the people who have received the Peace Prize in recent years have done much less than Donald Trump. Or she quoted Christian Tybring Gjedde, sorry about that. And other people have kind of come out saying, yeah, I think that's, you know, it's huge. Washington Examiner said, indeed, Trump has broken the 39-year-old streak of American presidents, either starting a war or bringing the United States to an international armed conflict. And Marjorie Taylor Greene for Congress said she can't think of anyone else more deserving. So, you know, it's interesting. We were a little shocked when Barack Obama was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. I think he had like just barely came into office, and you know, like the Oscars, you know, you wonder how political this is, and you know, I hope it's not a conservative that you know, nominates Trump again. I'm anti, you know, people saying, look, I'm just going to choose from this pot of people, because then it just kind of dilutes it. You want somebody who is deserving. But, I mean, if I could put into, you know, in my two cents, you know, I think having a peace plan between Israel and UAE is huge. It hasn't been done. And, you know, it's, I think it qualifies. That's me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you have passed out drunk? You have gotten so drunk that you, I don't know, have to be carried home, driven home. Uber doesn't even want to take you. Well, researchers are saying if you pass out drunk, you could be more, you can more than double your risk of later developing dementia. Even one drink a day raises your risk of dementia by 22%. Now, where did they get this? Well, they looked at 130,000 adults, and those who said they lost consciousness after drinking in the past year, they said had a twofold increased risk of dementia than those who did not. But they say you could raise your risk just by having a drink a day. Now, this is something I really have trouble answering for you guys, because everybody's under that adage that you need to have a glass of wine a day for heart health. And I know some very, very healthy people that, you know, drink wine. But I've also seen unhealthy people who drink wine. And every time there's a study saying, you know, alcohol might help, there's two or three more studies saying, no, stay away from the alcohol. And again, I told you guys, I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think there are some people out there where, you know, you have the genes, you have the genetic makeup, you're going to be just fine, or the resveratrol in the wine is exactly what you need. For others, I think the alcohol is going to give you cancer or diabetes. And so how do we know? Now, see, I come from a family of non-drinkers. They just weren't into alcohol. My father wasn't into alcohol. My mom wasn't into alcohol. I grew up not really liking the taste. You know, yeah, I've been to some parties and all that, but I've never passed out or anything like that. And, I mean, again, because I don't like the taste. I don't like the way I feel. I don't like getting a headache. One glass of wine or a half a glass of wine gives me a migraine. I'm not, I just am one that doesn't, you know, do well with alcohol. But then on the flip side, I come from a family that's full of cancer and full of heart disease. So it starts to make you wonder, you know, should I kind of break the spell and start forcing myself to have some wine? I can't do it. Because here's the problem. We know that alcohol is toxic to nerve cells of the brain. We know alcohol is toxic to liver cells. Alcohol is a chemical. Okay, alcohol is not a food group. It's not a vitamin. So when I see that certain people have health benefits from alcohol, I look beyond what they're drinking. So we were in Italy, okay, a couple years ago, and we decided to go off the beaten path to go to, we asked the cab driver, where's a good local place to go? Now, luckily, we trusted the cab driver. Can you imagine? Yeah, go to this street, and then, you know, all of a sudden you get bugged. But cab driver was really good. We trusted him. And we went to a little restaurant, which was absolutely amazing. So we were not surrounded by tourists. We were surrounded by Italians, Romans. These are people in Rome. When you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. And I noticed how they all had wine. They were all drinking wine, but they ate differently. Okay? They didn't pig out on the bread and butter. They dipped the bread with a little bit of olive oil. Well, olive oil we know has some benefits. They ate slowly. They didn't eat a big meal. They took plenty of time to eat. They ate slow bites. They sipped their wine. And then they didn't really eat dessert. Now, yet in America, we're like, okay, I need an appetizer, bread, bring butter with the bread, let me add some salt, let's eat, and then, oh yeah, dessert sounds good, give me dessert, and then we're done. We eat faster than the Italians do. Maybe that has something to do with the heart disease. Maybe it's because we're eating too much bread. Maybe it's because we're eating dessert. But if the alcohol relaxes people, see, alcohol makes me hungry. But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's just, you know, when we were in France, we saw that what some people did on a Friday night is they put out a blanket, they had wine, and they had some cheese and grapes. That might have been their meal for the night. They might not have had a hamburger or eaten pizza or whatever. So maybe there's an argument that some of these alcohol drinkers or these wine drinkers eat really, really small dinners. And maybe it's the small dinner that's helping their heart health. So, I mean, I know wine has resveratrol, and I know that has been studied to have some benefits, but I think we need to really look at the wine drinkers that are centenarians or the ones that do have good heart health and look at everything else. If they're good exercisers, if they're not overeaters, if they decide to eat dinner early at night, if they do a walk after dinner, then those are the things that might be contributing to their good heart health. But for any of you guys that did drink crazy and pass out a lot, what does this study mean? Well, you can't change your past, but what you do need to do is let your doctor know that you used to drink heavily, and that maybe they need to kind of keep an eye on things, you know, when it comes to your heart and mental health. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.